Welcome to the ECCDC Operational Supports Podcast. We're very excited today to introduce Patricia Carew, our Coaching and Mentoring Services Coordinator, and Jeanette Wilson, Early Learning and Childcare Program Consultant here at the ECCDC, as we dive in a little bit further on outdoor play post-pandemic. I'm really excited to talk with Jeanette and Patricia as they share their excitement and their passion for outdoor play, how it's been impacted through our COVID-19 pandemic. Also, taking a look at what those play practices that we developed over the last couple of years, how are they moving forward? How are they continuing? And what's changing? We also take a look at the different tools that they carry around in their toolbox. And Patricia and Jeanette will share some advice for those of us who are just getting started on our early play learning. So once again, I wanted to welcome Patricia and Jeanette. We're so excited to have you here today.
Thanks, Katie Lynn. Thank you for inviting us here today to talk about outdoor play.
Next, I need to get to connect and go through some questions and share some thoughts and ideas.
We're looking forward to talking with you. So, when did you first become interested in the outdoor environment and early learning spaces?
For me, I know Katie Lynn mentioned about early learning spaces. I think for me, because I grew up in the 1970s, and outdoor unstructured play was part and parcel of my childhood, and I have very fond memories of that. So I would say that that never stopped. So for my child growing up, it was playing outdoors was kind of, as I mentioned before, part and parcel of my childhood, and it just kind of continued. I brought that into the work that I did with children and young people. And I can say over the last 35 years of my career, I was lucky. I started off in the UK and we had free flow, indoors, outdoors. However, I would say the type of outdoor play changed over that time. Certainly in the early years, it became more structured outdoor play. And then I kind of moved into play work early 2000s. And that kind of went more back to that unstructured outdoor play being led by the children. So kind of got me back to my grassroots. And I'd say that in early learning, that started to come about as well. People were moving away from that structured play equipment to more towards that nature-based forest school approach, and then moving to Canada probably about 11 years ago. So in 2011, I've kind of seen that move more towards that more natural outdoor play. So yeah, it's kind of, I don't think it's ever kind of gone away for me personally. It's one of my passions.
I'm going to echo Jeanette here as well. Growing up in a family that was outdoors, camping, hiking, it was always part of my life, and carrying that through and sharing that with the children. Thinking to what brought me joy as a child, to be outside, to get muddy, to have fun, to take those risks, was really something that I enjoyed, and it empowered me to share that with other children and educators, and as well having my own two boys who enjoy the outdoors. I'm getting to spend time with them and see their joy as well. I think that sharing those ideas with educators, as well as seeing what they come up with and hearing their great stories, really keeps me interested. And I know that we're going to touch on some things about the pandemic and things like that, and just that research component that has been and is being researched right now of the impact of getting children outside, and how that really helps them. Again, thinking about their development, thinking about the time that, as Jeanette was speaking to, that unstructured free flow space where they can go and explore. And here in Niagara, we had the opportunity a few years ago to think about a naturalized play space. So removing traditional equipment and replacing it with naturalized equipment, and really rethinking what we were offering in those spaces and the learning that came with that, as well as the conversations with the educators of their learnings and their shift, and how it really brought that passion back for them for the outdoor spaces.
It's been wonderful seeing the change in early childhood educators over that time that we've been working on the Naturalised Playbase project, that kind of hesitancy, not sure. And then seeing that passion develop in the educators as well, and that movement, and how educators have been embracing that move outdoors. It's been an amazing journey.
I think that time factor and that giving themselves that grace to be okay. I'm going to be a little uncomfortable with this, especially that R word of risk. And, I'm going to see, I'm going to watch, I'm going to observe. And, that opportunity to do that, I think, has really empowered a lot of our educators to explore more what can happen in that outdoor space. And they've become more comfortable with the opportunity of observing and documenting what's happening for children's development in that outdoor space because they've taken a step back and they've set that space up where children can explore and do with nature as that tool.
Going to jump off the bat on the back of that, Patricia, and how wonderful educators have become in advocating for the outdoor play as well with people in the community, families. It's been just an amazing journey.
Awesome. And that leads us right back into my very next question. I heard you speaking about your passion for the outdoor environment and nature and where that's led you in your career path and the information that you've sought out. But I'm also hearing too of that play in nature. What is the contribution of play in nature to children's development?
Yeah, Patricia mentioned a lot just now when she was speaking, and there is a ton of research around the benefits of outdoor play, the negative impact of children not having those opportunities. We know that there has been a time when we were moving away from that. We're coming back to that outdoor play, so children are like way more active. We're finding that children who often struggle indoors thrive outdoors. They sleep better. There's less anxiety. There's when we're thinking about well-being, and there's so many benefits we could go on. And we know as educators, when we're working with the children, we see the difference, we see the benefit. We don't need that research to tell us because we're living it, we're breathing it. However, it's really, really helpful for us to have that research when we are advocating for those benefits of being outdoors, in nature, just seeing nature, those benefits. But even better if we can get out there and embrace, engage with those natural elements.
I think too, with children's development through nature, what we're noticing more is educators embracing more of seasonal play. We are here in Niagara and we have four seasons that we go through. And I know we're looking forward to exploring this more in our upcoming Outdoor Play Institute, looking at how we can support children's outdoor play in the seasons and that educators are getting children out. So think about all the different developmental skills in the summer, in the fall, in the winter, in the spring that children are gaining through access to being outside in those different weathers, climates, all those different things that can happen. And again, so much rich interaction, relationship building with each other, with the environment, with the educators. So again, just it's that holistic view of the child that is supported by getting them out in nature.
Patricia mentioned, the documentation piece, thinking about how we're revisiting that with the children as well. So that living those changes through those cycles, through the seasons, going back, comparing, what is it like at different times of the year, and getting out there in all of those weathers. You can tell from my accent if you don't know me that I'm a Brit, and I often say in the UK, when we say it's freezing, we mean zero because that's freezing point in Canada. When we say freezing, we often mean minus 20, but finding, how we can get out there, how we can utilize those different pieces of elements so children have those developmental experiences and opportunities.
It sounds as though play and nature really do walk hand in hand with each other. So many benefits, and we are really special and grateful here in Canada to have all four seasons to lend itself to that development and that play as well. So, Patricia, you had mentioned the COVID-19 pandemic and that impact on our practices within the early learning field. How do you feel the pandemic impacted outdoor play?
I think, first of all, when everything was happening and coming out, it was get children outside as much as possible. That was space. They had more space outside. We know our playgrounds are larger than our rooms. So getting them outside, getting that fresh air. And not only that, but we also communicated that with families. So families were getting out more. They were trying to find something to do with their children. You know, indoor spaces were closed, so they had to find something outside. And we saw that shift. We saw a lot more of programs sharing, you know, video snippets of activities or adventures they could do outside. They were highlighting hiking trails in their area. They were, you know, where are playgrounds, all these different things where they could go as a family and explore. And then the educators were having the children outside because they could still explore sensory materials with the natural items in the outdoor play space. And it was a wonderful shift. And it's great because a lot of that has stayed. So a lot of educators saw that shift and change, saw how the children embraced it. They gained new knowledge and understanding of it, and they have kept that going. And when we visit with centers, they really highlight all the things that they're able to do in their outdoor play space and how much the children are enjoying it and engaging in those experiences.
I think some of those educators who may have been a little hesitant to go outside in the past, the pandemic maybe gave that little bit of that oomph, that incentive to get out there. And sometimes we just need that little bit of that push to take that first step, you know, that step into the unknown when we're not so confident to kind of get out there and think, yeah, actually, this wasn't quite as difficult or as scary as I'd maybe imagined it being. So
Do you see these practices shifting back to what the educators were doing prior to the pandemic, or do you feel as though the educators are going to continue exploring that outdoor play?
I think that we will continue to see this shift. And I don't think that we're going to move backwards because we've been on this journey now for over 2 years. So it has become that daily practice. It has become the norm for us to be outside. And many programs that we have connected with speak to having snack outside, bringing their art experiences outside. Whatever they can do indoors, they are carrying on with outdoors. So there is that seamless transition for children to understand that, you know, this experience can go on wherever. And the educators are there to support them with the materials, with the resources, so that they can continue their learning wherever they are.
I think it's becoming embedded within our practice. And when Patricia was speaking to children having those experiences outdoors, so bringing our indoors, outdoors, we've done a lot of outdoors, indoors in the past, but thinking about those experiences that children have, again, the research tells us that children's early experiences of being outdoors in nature actually formulates their attitudes to the environment going forward. So thinking about those setting children up for those attitudes in their adulthood, the amazing work that's going on today, thinking about the future and moving forward.
We often speak to not just children learning their ABCs and their one, two, threes. However, thinking about that disposition to learn, that disposition to enjoy their time out in nature, what does that mean to them? We know that we have children of all different personalities and all different learning styles. And nature can support all of that and to help them find that joy so that they can continue to grow that, as Jeanette said, that disposition throughout their life, that it's instilled at a young age.
And I think that's so important that we really embrace nature, we embrace the outdoors, and we start at that really young and early age. So that's what the children are, they know, and they learn to love all four of the seasons that we get here in Canada just as much as we do as educators. So as educators, we often refer to this invisible or hypothetical toolbox that we carry with us at all times. We gather different tips, tricks, strategies, resources, information, and we tuck those away into our toolbox to bring out when we need them. What is one tool that you both carry in your toolbox no matter what project you're working on?
So thinking about tool for the toolbox, that's really interesting. And getting my mind reflecting on things that I always turn to. For me, one tool that I always have is that pause for observation. Pausing, observing, noticing, and if there's something really interesting, taking a few moments to observe. And possibly asking a few questions to understand the why behind. I think that's something as educators that we need to consider and give ourselves that time to do so that we can further what's happening for the children, and engage with them in what they're doing and support them through that process. And I always love and think about what are those easy, simple tools that you can carry in your backpack? And so if you decide to go on a little jaunt, a little explore, maybe it's a magnifying glass, maybe it's a pair of tweezers, something like that, that you can kind of just tuck into a backpack so that right there and then you can pull it out and the children have that resource to use. Sorry, that was more than one.
So just, jumping on the back of what Patricia was saying there, taking that time to step back, to wait, and taking the lead from the children. And again, I'm going to revert back to the research. So a lot of the research is actually saying that educators are taking that time to observe what is going on. There's less adult controlling of children's exploration when they are outdoors. So just taking that time to let children explore, take the lead without interfering. And we often jump in too soon when we're thinking about when we're engaging in those situations. So just taking that time to be led by the children. I'm thinking about, so toolbox, one thing I'm trying really hard because I do have my little kit that I take with me. So if I had to be tied down to one thing, and I can't, I'm going to give you two. So mirror, taking a dental mirror is one of my tips for the outdoors. So sometimes there are those little places that you can't see under or into, and it's hard. So having a dental mirror so you can kind of look underneath, or popping a mirror inside a CD case and then taping that CD case up so you can take mirrors outside, and then you don't have that worry of them getting broken and seeing in those little nooks and crannies, what's living in there. And my other thing is a frame. So either whether just cutting it out of a piece of cardboard, or taking one of those small frames from the dollar store. Often when we're outside, it's big and there's lots outside. But when we want children to maybe focusing on a smaller piece, it's a way that you can encourage children to focus.
I love those tools, and I love the idea of having that pause to step back. And as both of you said, is this a time for me to step in and connect? Or is this a time for me to step back and observe and see what journey those children are on? And both of those tools to fit into your backpacks as well really sound as though it encourages that exploration and that curiosity and those little pieces of what are we going to find when we're out here? And something is always new every time you're out there. Thank you for sharing. So thinking about for some educators, This is their first time on the journey of exploring outdoor play. It's something that they might not have had the opportunity to do a lot of. For those educators, or for even educators who have been on this journey for a long time, what is a piece of advice that you would share with them, to get started on that outdoor play journey?
For me personally, just taking that time to reflect on, what were your memories as a child of playing outdoors? What brought you joy? Taking that time to reflect on that and bring that joy into the work that you do with children outdoors. And thinking about you don't often need lots of stuff to take outside with you. What is there outdoors? And taking some time on an individual basis to reconnect, to explore with those outdoor spaces, thinking about developing your confidence, how comfortable, developing that passion to go outdoors, and then just taking that first step to go out there. Often that can be the hardest if you're unsure of that process. Embrace the great outdoors.
I would say time as well, but I think as educators, we need to give ourselves a little bit of grace. We need to know that we're not always going to get it right, and that's okay. What learning can we take away from that? And celebrate when it goes well. Think about that and what is going to happen next? Where can I go from here? And be curious as to why it's happening and explore together with the children, follow their lead and enjoy.
I love finding your joy, and I think that excitement is contagious. And if we can find that excitement in nature, it's going to catch on with the children and the families that are in our early learning programs. And taking those small steps to find that joy and find that excitement is a great piece of advice to give to someone who is just starting out and not sure where to begin. So we've talked a lot about finding the joy, the passion, looking at the materials that we offer outside, connecting in with the nature that's around us. Is there anything else that you wanted to highlight or link to that we haven't spoke of today?
If you're interested in, taking those first steps or reflecting on where you're at and moving along that journey, we have a ton of resources available at the Early Childhood Community Development Centre. So we have kits, we have books, linking to outdoor play to give you, inspiration, ideas, and on our website, we have a link to our naturalized play space down towards the bottom of our website. And there's a ton of information on there. Patricia spoke to our naturalized play-based project, so that we've been doing for many years. There's links to that initiative.
And I think we're also going to be engaging an Outdoor Play Institute that's coming up in just a few days after you're hearing this on September the 10th. Lots of choices and great speakers and sessions that you can explore. And you can always, as Jeanette highlighted, reach out to us at ECCDC, and we're happy to help guide you and learn from you as well and understand your thoughts on outdoor play.
Thank you both so much. It sounds like there are so many different resources and exciting opportunities for us to gather together and explore some of these topics as a whole group here in Niagara. So thank you once again for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you both soon.
Thank you for inviting us to engage in this conversation.
It was wonderful to connect and think about our outdoor play as we're moving into the fall season and what that looks like here in Canada.
So thank you once again, Jeanette and Patricia. I loved hearing their passion for outdoor learning and play, and I definitely walked away with a few new ideas for my toolbox. A couple new strategies to add and implement in my own practice. We hope that you also walked away with some fresh new skills and a new outlook on how outdoor learning really goes hand in hand with the children's development and how beneficial being outside in nature can be. We're looking forward to our Outdoor Play Institute, as we have highlighted, that's happening this weekend, this upcoming weekend. We're hoping to see you there. We also have many different resources, as Jeanette and Patricia highlighted. If you are interested in learning more about outdoor play and outdoor learning and those benefits, check out the ECCDC. We have resources that are available for borrowing. We can also be found on all of our social media platforms, and we're only one email away as well. So until next time, have a great day. Stay safe.